Rise Chattanooga, the arts and culture nonprofit, provides free music education programs to the community and more. Joe Freeman is community music educator and Ben Banks is digital storyteller for Rise Chattanooga. Joe, Ben, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You have a lot going on at Rise Chattanooga. First thing I wanted to talk about is the music lessons.
The music lessons is actually something we've been trying to do for a while. Since the beginning of 2020 when the pandemic first started, the idea was to be able to bring music lessons to students in Hamilton County because I think at this point schools had just shut down. So I was worried that, you know, a lot of kids are going to be missing out on face-to-face music instruction, which is, you know, it's pretty important. It's a lot harder to teach a band class, you know, with a bunch of people when you're not meeting. So the idea was to be able to supplement students' music education with these free music lessons over Zoom. Now we do offer that. We have been giving a few lessons every week to a few students. They've been loving it. The parents love it too. It's free for them. So, but yeah, it's been a great program so far. We've been able to reach a few students. We want to reach a lot more. So,
yeah, we're working on, with Joe here, doing a masterclass at the beginning of the year just to bring in just all different kinds of students, whether they're beginners or intermediate or, you know, they feel like they want some advanced stuff, just to bring everybody in, show what we're capable of teaching, and then hopefully from there get kind of like a list that we can pull from to give out these lessons. Because it's been, talking to Joe with mental health, even music lessons have been great for, you know, get a creative outlet going. If you feel cooped up, you can create something. That's been very helpful to a lot of us artists here. So we want to extend that to the students as well, to kids, just like, hey, you can, even in this crazy time, you can create something beautiful. And, you know, here are some of the tools that we can provide for you to make those beautiful works.
Which instruments are we talking about? Who's doing the teaching?
All the instruments, all the regular ones. If you ask for didgeridoo lessons, I probably won't be able to help you. I'm sorry. But any of the traditional orchestra or band instruments, you know, trumpet, tuba, violin, flute, piano, guitar, or singing, any of the regular instruments. Right now, it's just me doing the lessons, but, you know, I'm not overbooked yet. We still need more people to sign up for these lessons. Right now, it's just me. I envision in the future that I would like to bring, you know, maybe some UTC students to volunteer, like music education majors, to come on and help me teach some of these students. But right now, it is just me. But I did just graduate from UTC with a music education degree, so I'm very happy that I'm using these skills that I've gotten. Very happy I can be using it for this, for a free program for the community too.
And then being a free program, let's talk about where the instruments are coming from. And since these classes are being taught virtually, the access to the technology to learn remotely.
Right now, we don't offer any kind of instruments for students to use yet. Looking into some ways to maybe get some guitars to be able to distribute to students who want those.
Keyboards as well. We're looking at.
Oh yeah, we also have some small keyboards, and we are able to pass out some keyboards if, you know, a student wants to learn piano. So, you know, there is that option. But right now we don't really have any instruments to give out. And as far as access to the technology, if someone doesn't have a computer, doesn't have Wi-Fi, we do offer the option to take these lessons in person, socially distanced, preferably outside of our office. But, you know, that is an option. You know, I can give a guitar lesson and wear a mask and be 6 feet away from you if, you know, they're comfortable with that.
Yeah. Right now we're working on just building a clientele list of who's available and who we can reach before we fully explore what instruments we need to, because like you said, with songbirds, we're possibly talking to them about getting some guitars brought in, and then we'll look at what we need as far as like maybe like an iPad to loan somebody so they can Zoom with us, or maybe like a laptop or something like that. But right now we're just trying to find our demographic, find our audience before we fully explore different options as far as how accessible we need to make this.
Speaking of accessibility, let's talk about Amplify and how it is providing different stories from diverse voices.
Yeah, Amplify is our podcast network. And so that's definitely something we're passionate about, getting out different stories. We have one with Councilwoman Demetrius Coonrod, which is kind of like a serious kind of political, just kind of addressing what's happening as far as from her seat. And then we have another show called Culture Banter. Two really good friends, Art and Linward, just kind of sit down and talk about current events and stuff like that, often from like a comedic point of view, because they're both just really funny people. So they banter back and forth. It's in the title, about different things. And then we have another show called Pearls of Blackness with Caritza Mosley. And she does a really good job of just giving out pearls of wisdom in any situation that she's dealing with. Or, you know, she has different people that have given her pearls of wisdom that she shares. So that's great. Just kind of a daily life, kind of inspirational and motivational. So that's definitely our goal. We're working on some more shows in the future, from comedy to seriousness to financial. So yeah, that's something we love to do, getting out voices out in the community from the community. And so we're going to try to really push that, because we started off in person, and then when we realized that may not be safe, we've transitioned to Zoom and just looking at more avenues in the future on how to get these voices out.
And another show on the podcast network, Three Chicks and a Biscuit.
Yeah, that one is kind of ended, but that one was great as far as having three African-American women just kind of share their experience with different daily life. Some of them are mothers, so just their jobs, their lives. And yeah, that was a great show, but due to scheduling conflicts, we had to kind of let that one run its course.
But if you want to go back and listen, it's online.
It is.
Also, we should talk about the Creative Underground Sessions.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun. Joseph, with his musical chops and all of his musical friends and abilities, they come into our workspace and we do free virtual concerts, just kind of bring that feel back of live music. So yeah,
honestly, and that's the Creative Underground Sessions are probably one of the favorite things, one of my favorite things that we do at Rise. I just like playing music. So put me in front of a piano, give me a guitar, and, you know, I'll be happy for the rest of my life. Yeah, these Creative Underground Sessions have been awesome. It's, you know, give me a good opportunities to learn how to, you know, coordinate, get a band together, how to book another band, and how to do audio work and everything too. Yeah, these Creative Underground Sessions have been great to bring free music to the public via Facebook or wherever else we post it. Yeah, we've had to slow down on those, you know, can't really bring people in right now, you know, to have a concert, but we're looking forward to having more in the future. Looking forward to bringing more local artists in. I would even, you know, maybe one day like to have some kind of a, not like a competition, but, you know, something where, you know, maybe just regular community members send us a video of them singing or playing, and then maybe we feature them. You know, I would like to feature unknown local artists, like an unknown artist series. I'd like to feature some local community members for these Creative Underground Sessions and not just already established musicians.
Yeah, and one of the really cool things about it is we get a couple band members that don't really know each other and they haven't really played together, and they have kind of a set list, but for the most part, it's just kind of free form and improv. So, you know, the drummer will start playing some kind of a beat, and then Joe will pick it up on the guitar, and then we've had a trumpet, trombone, saxophone, and they'll just kind of pick it up. Shane will be on the keys sometimes and they'll just start playing. And then, you know, as they're going, Shane will just point to somebody and then that person gets a solo. So everyone kind of backs off and just lets that person just go off. And it's so much fun. I'm a photographer. And so that's also one of my favorite things to do, because just they're in the moment and I'm just capturing those images and just seeing them just as be themselves and just, you know, do what they do. And that is, yeah, like Joe was saying, it's probably one of my favorite things that we have here at Rise, just to see that total freedom of expression.
Yeah, the improvised sessions that we've done have been really interesting. We had one UTC student, I remember her name is Tizzy. Tizzy, she plays trumpet. But we had her for one of our Creative Underground Sessions where we were outside on MLK playing for a UTC walking tour. You know, she had never really improvised music before, never really played jazz. We just threw her in there. We picked a key, started playing something. Drummer started going. I started playing my chords and I was like, all right, your turn, start playing something. And she did it. You know, never done before, but she just tried it. And we made music in the moment, never rehearsed or anything, just threw it all together, and it was magical. It really was. That's why I like those Creative Underground Sessions so much. I just like playing music.
We should also talk about down the road when it is safe to do so, street performances and sharing the history of MLK Boulevard.
Yeah, we've been working with, potentially in the future, working with Joe about doing a little series where we just have him set up on MLK, because also known as the Big Nine, that was used to be known for music. And so just kind of bring that feel back of have him set up, maybe do like some street performances, maybe just him alone, or maybe him with some of these band members that have helped with Creative Underground Sessions, and try to just bring that feel of street music back. Maybe have a small audience, or maybe have kind of have them roped off when it's safe to do so, and just get the experience of, you know, hey, let's bring music back to the streets. Because I think that's just a cool thing, just have a little pop-up concert and just, you know, give M.O. King just kind of that feel, that vibe back. That would be awesome. And that's one thing we tried to do before the pandemic, but then once things became unsafe, we kind of put that to the back burner. But we would love to get back out there and bring music back to the streets of Big Nine and any other streets that'll have us.
I think what I was just talking about with that trumpet player and improvising, that was one of the first ones that we did. We called that program "Where the Hell Is Joe?" It's supposed to be "Where the Hell Am I?" Well, I'm on MLK today. You know, playing some music. We also look at other spots around Chattanooga for that. It's literally just to bring music back to the streets of Chattanooga, you know.
And where can people go online to keep up with everything that is happening now and happening down the road at Rise?
So you can go to risecha.org. That's our website. And then also a lot of stuff has been posted on our Facebook page, where you can find Rise Chattanooga, and then Rise CHA on Instagram. We're working on building that as a social platform as well, just getting pictures and images of all that we've done. And we're working on possibly doing like some short videos and vlogs for mental health. We're also planning on putting out some just kind of general lessons, just some tips and things through Joe. Music, like, hey, this is a guitar, this is how you strum it, nothing too in depth, but just some simple stuff that people can just pick up and just like, okay, this is where to start. And then we can kind of bring them into our free music program as well.
It'll get more advanced later, but yeah. First few lessons are pretty simple. Yeah, hopefully we're getting ready for a masterclass kind of thing, where maybe I can have like a Zoom meeting and, you know, help people join. I'll just walk them through some basic music theory, or walk them through how to read sheet music, how to play chords on the piano, anything. Yeah, I just want to get some music education out to people.
All right. Joe, Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.